This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop.
No worries. Everything's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you've found another day. It's Tuesday, the 27th of September. A week from today, we'll be into October. And before you know it, I saw a commercial yesterday. You thought the moments that mattered last night were all about the debate. Uh-uh. I saw a Christmas commercial.
Oh, no.
With a Santa Claus dressed in jeans and a plaid shirt. Because he wasn't ready to get dressed yet for the season. But it was Santa Claus standing in line someplace buying something. I don't know what it was, but it just appalled me.
By the way,
hello, this is DJV, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Yes, have you been where?
There's some Christmas stuff out already.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Okay, so
buy it. Buy early, buy often. Come on.
Yeah.
I end up buying double. If I buy early, I buy way too often, and I end up buying double for everybody.
Donald Trump, good.
Make sure you put me at the top of the list. I love double gifts.
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton have one distinction. They're the reason that masks are selling so well for Halloween.
Yeah,
you know that's going to be the top cost.
Of course.
That hairdo.
Yeah. They were even dancing with the stars last night when they got started. Did you see the first dancers? They had on Donald Trump masks and Hillary Clinton masks. They were dancing together.
They were so creepy.
It was creepy. Didn't they look like something out of
like
a bad horror movie?
Like masks. Oh, they were
awful.
Weird.
Yeah. All right, so Jen, we've all had our take. It's your turn to give us, I'm going to bet you'll be moderately predictable. But other than that,
we've all already decided what your take would be on the debate last night. So now confirm or deny what we thought that you would. So we've had a while to talk about the debate this morning, and
this is hour number three.
I love that you're predicting the debate before you even get a chance.
Well, you host some of that last night?
I did. I hosted an actual debate viewing party at the Reagan Library. There was about 1,000 people there, and it was very cool. And it was the first time I'd been to the Reagan Library since Mrs. Reagan passed away, so it was kind of neat. To go over. I paid respects to Mrs. Reagan before I went in, and it was kind of cool. It was neat.
I've heard that the library is really cool.
Where they dig up the all the brick that's around, and
it was kind of it's a spinning marble kind of thing. So it's not they didn't have to displace anything. I think there was already just kind of a place for her.
She's buried there.
Her casket spins.
Well, no, but there's like this this marble like circular thing where President Reagan is buried.
A half sort of half moon thing.
Pretty sure they already had a parking spot for her. They didn't have to like crack any marble, is what I'm getting at.
I guess I always was under the assumption that all presidents and first ladies would be buried at Arlington.
No, they're all buried in the library.
I did not.
With
know
the exception
that.
Of Kennedy. Kennedy's the only president buried there, I think.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
Right. Anyway, that's okay. So I would
speaking of being buried.
I think depending on when you tuned in and when you tuned out of the debate, people got a whole lot of different experiences. In the first half hour, Trump was killing it. I mean, he absolutely pounded Hillary on the trade stuff. She couldn't answer. He had her on the run. If that had continued, I would have probably hit today and going, look at that, President Trump right there. But after that first half hour, he softened. He got kind of rambly. His answers were just not very coherent. I think a lot of pressure was on him from the critics that he wasn't going to be able to fill 2 minutes of time. And so he was just giving
they
these
were
answers
right.
that didn't make a lot of sense in the center. Now, at the end, I think he recovered, and I think he finished really well. So if I were, I can't tell you that I thought that there was a clear-cut winner. I think they both did. Once you averaged in their shortcomings and their successes, I think they were both in the B categories, maybe B+, B-, whatever it is. But I can't say that there was like some gigantic winner. I don't really think that this debate was about winners, however, though. I don't really think it was about even converting independent voters as much as it was about creating momentum to actually get people to turn out to the polls. Because it's always been my perspective that this is going to be kind of a low voter turnout election because nobody's really turned on by either candidate. And so this debate and the next debates are going to be about building energy and momentum to a campaign. I would say right now there is a slight edge for Donald as far as who's going to go out and vote with, like, energy and enthusiasm. But I think debate number two is going to be completely, I mean, I think you're going to see Donald more sharp, more focused all the way through, and I think he'll be attacking on emails and the stuff that he kind of missed out on attacking. I think she's going to try to sort of bring him down with more of that stuff that cracked him, the sexist stuff, the racist stuff that kind of made him start defending himself. So I think debate number two will actually be better than debate number one. There you go. Now, did you guess exactly what I would say?
No, we were all wrong, which is why we love you.
I don't know if we were all wrong. I think what we have here is a display of mediocrity that has never been equaled, and I wouldn't give them either of them a B. I'd give her a C and him a D. If you're putting into
a C minus and a D plus.
I think that she actually did not outperform him. And that's, I mean, when you actually defend your energy and say that you were able to sit through a 12-hour congressional hearing, excuse me, the reason you had to sit through that hearing is because you were a criminal. I mean, it's just the two of them together, it does. You're right. It's kind of like, wow,
the
this is kind of what
of
we've come down to.
The whole purpose of that debate last night was for her to see if she could get under his skin enough for him to do something that was cataclysmic to his campaign.
And he did it.
He was typical.
The comment about being good business when she accused him of capitalizing on when the housing market crashed, and then he said, well, that's just good business. I mean, that went instantly all over Twitter. That was not good for him.
But it is good business.
Yeah. It is.
Twitter's not going to stand as Donald Trump anyway.
If you don't understand what business is, then that's a good lesson.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is that from a PR standpoint, that did not serve him well.
He comes crap, but he doesn't have answers.
That was Ebenezer Scrooge.
You also can't base your take on the debate on what Twitter says.
It's not just Twitter, Rich. I don't live and die by Twitter.
I know,
I'm just saying
Twitter is very one way.
Well, no, it's not. I mean, everyone that we follow on DJV show and my personal Twitter, two polar opposite audiences. So there was a wide spectrum of people, even people who are Donald Trump supporters, winced at that comment. They didn't love that for him.
Thing I winced at that he said was the Russian comment. Maybe it was Russia, maybe it was China, maybe it was Russia. It could be Russia, but maybe it's not Russia.
I started at the beginning. I fell asleep at 9:35. I was off by 9:20, but I sort of perked back up with a couple of the comments that were made by them. It was a disgraceful display of where we have fallen in terms of how this is the whole problem. We don't have any leadership. Neither of those two are leaders. They cannot possibly bring us.
I would disagree.
I understand you disagree. I'm telling you what I'm thinking.
I actually think that they're both leaders. They both are able to get people to follow them. Yeah. It's just what kind of leadership do you want?
Well, maybe that's the question. What kind of leadership do you want? And this is not a way to figure out whether somebody would be good or bad at being president. All this is a show. And 90 minutes of this is worth nothing. You dig around and you find out people make their decisions in such a superficial way. When I was going through, Jennifer, earlier on, how various cities in the country had various events, the bars and the schools and that sort of thing, I think it was a good learning experience and a way for people to have some fun by just kind of looking at this and pounding their head thinking, with all the great people that we have, why is there this? Why did it boil down to this? And you can look around at the news media and come up with all kinds of things. I love to put positive spins on things, and I would love to have somebody that I was excited about to vote for. I have nothing. There's nothing in that event. And nothing, I am more convinced than ever that I'm going to vote for Gary Johnson and Bill Weld, because I was happy that Trump didn't go down the road that he has gone down, which is really immature when you say things, you know, like some school kid that has to be heard. The business with him responding to
wrong.
Yeah, there's no place.
See, I actually thought he seemed, I think he didn't do the greatest job ever, but I also think that that adds to people's love for him because he's the non-establishment candidate.
Okay.
He's never done it before,
he did make some great points about politicians.
Yeah, I think
that was his whole point. He really wants to be the new Bernie outsider.
Right, he's tried to position himself like that to pick up some independence. But, you know, I think that he does better. I think he prepared more than people thought he was going to prepare. I just think that he gets in the way of himself sometimes when he just starts rambling. And
his
idea
personality is such that in these sort of circumstances where he can't control it, it doesn't work. I'm not saying he'd be a bad president. You've never heard me say that. I just think that...
Do you think he'd be a good president?
Things, I don't know.
He just doesn't have the vocabulary to be well-spoken. The words don't come to him easily. The thoughts don't come to him easily. He may be a great manager, and he may know how to win, but when it comes to expressing himself, he's about as clumsy.
And it shows you that this is all a big
elementary as it sounds.
Because he's a product, and why he was so successful on reality TV, he is a soundbite machine.
Yeah.
And I loved him for that. I loved The Celebrity Apprentice. I wish he would get his TV show back. I don't want him in the White House, but I want him back on NBC. Because he was brilliant at that, but that's hard when you have to have 2 minutes of sound bites. That's a lot of space to fill.
Yep. All right. So there's our take on it. Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and our take on the debate last night at 18 after the hour.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals $1 off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at friday.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through October 1st, earn 1,000 Plenty points when you spend $30 on select P&G products. See friday.com and circular for details.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Okay. You want to know what the most important thing to come out of Washington today is?
What?
The
Congress,
mail?
Oh. Congress hasn't got a new budget. The government runs out of money on Friday. We're back at that same damn place that we go to a couple of times a year. And government shutdown is really... I don't think there was a word about that in the debate last night. So I said that they deserved a C and a D in terms of grade, those two candidates. Government, the Congress deserves an F, and you can use the F any way you want to. But, you know, you talk about the job they get elected to do. How is it that they continue to run up against this? We have not had a budget in this country since Obama was president. You know that?
A budget longer than 3 months.
Yeah. All right. So how do you run away? Maybe that's why we need a business person like Trump to straighten out that mess if he can get the other people to go along with him. 21 after the hour.
Oh, oh, oh.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Come on up for the rising. Come on up with your hands in line. Come on up for the rising. Come on up for the rising. Let the house is moaning.
So the boss has been everywhere celebrating his birthday and his new album and his book. He visited the Late Show for a long conversation with Stephen Colbert. He asked Bruce about the E Street Band to basically come up with his 5 favorite songs. His Bruce Springsteen on Bruce Springsteen, okay? The top 5 songs that he, what does he like, what does he perform every time he's on stage? He said, that's a tough one.
There's
went into
lots
his
of shoes
mind.
From.
Oh, there is. I mean, look at the catalog of music this guy's got. He says, I have to put Born to Run up there.
It's a good one.
Yeah, that's a great song. Crank this up, Richie Ray. Look at his voice, how strong it is. And the band, you can tell they're into it. You can just feel it in the music. That they're into it.
When you let me in, I want to be your friend. I want to guard your dreams and visions. Just wrap your legs around these velvet rings.
Why does he sound like he just woke up, though? What do you think?
His teeth never come apart. His lips move, but his teeth don't.
Yeah, it's like he's trying to channel Bob Dylan. Weird.
Yeah, there is a lot of Dylan in him, for sure.
This guy's a fabulous performer. I think
he's put on a great show.
All right, so let's see here. He says he also, for him, The Rising is a big song.
This is one of his newer ones. This is surprising that he would list that.
Because
you would think he would just go to the classics, you know, which he did for some of the other lists, but yeah.
Well, he was asked, what do they play every night? And that's why this sort of his favorite songs, does that mean these are the ones that are played every time he performs? He says Thunder Road is up there at the top of that list.
That's a good one.
So I would think if it were, I'm not a music musical performer, but if I were doing something, if I were speaking to audiences a lot, I would want to go back to either the same songs that they like or I like, that are easy for us to do and easy to like, as if I were doing speeches everywhere. I'd probably, even though my
you want to go to the hits.
To the hits.
Exactly. But here's the problem with Bruce Springsteen is that he never does the hits. He doesn't like doing Glory Days and Born in the USA. He does all this deep record junk that I can't.
Record.
Yeah, but he also I can't stand him.
250 days a year.
Yeah.
So, you know.
All right, so this is not for Jennifer.
Cry me a river. I mean, this is, he's making a ton of money touring 250 days a year. Go out and play me some damn Glory Days and just like it. And I don't want to hear any Bruce Springsteen snobs. I love our friend Roberta Fonsnelli. But telling me she goes to the bathroom during that song. These are the only songs that are worthwhile.
I always want to hear the hits. I agree with you.
Yes!
All right, Nebraska is another good one, he said, when he was talking to Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, this is when I'd go to the bathroom.
God. This is when you hang yourself out the side of the Coliseum.
All right, so after he does these first four picks, he starts taking recommendations from the audience.
Here's one. Play the hits, Bruce.
Some deliberation, he settled on his fifth pick, which was Jungle Land.
That is a good song. I love
then he
Jungle
replaced
Land.
It with Racing in the Street.
I don't even know what that is. I've never even heard of that.
Good God, Bruce.
Yeah.
All of New Jersey is furious with us right now.
Okay.
Jungle Land for you.
28 minutes past the hour. Bruce Springsteen talks about his best five songs. We don't agree.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most dogs are fairly vocal. In fact, even the barkless Basenji communicates through a series of yodeling curls. In general, dogs can produce a full range of sounds, from whimpers to rolling growls to proper barks. Like people, dogs use their voices to express themselves, raising the pitch or volume of their bark to indicate frustration or express emotion. It's interesting to note that barking isn't necessarily a sign of aggression. It may simply be a dog's way of saying, hurry up, come and play, or I'm so happy to see you, rather than one false move and I'll tear your throat at. As always, it is important to consider the circumstance under which the dog is barking. I get this all the time. My dog is barking enough, or my dog is not barking at all. Dogs bark to communicate. In the wild, wolves will communicate each other by a series of barks and howls. Sometimes just for entertainment, sometimes it's the gathering of the group to go for the hunt. So watch your dog when he barks. Watch your dog when he howls. Knowing when he's doing it will tell you why. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hey, Paul, upgrade season's here. I got my new iPhone 7 from Sprint. $0.
Sprint? I've been hearing good things about their network.
Yes, Joey. All networks are within 1% reliability of each other now. And Sprint saves you 50% on most current national carrier rates.
Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 7. $0 for 32 gigabytes with eligible trade-in. Plus, save 50% off most current national carrier rates. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
50% savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amounts. Subject to $30 activation fee, credit, and valid for it. Must choose from 40 carrier rates. Applies to Verizon Plan 2, 4, 8, 16, 24, 30, 40, 50 gigabytes. AT&T Mobile Share Advantage 1, 3, 6, 10, 16, 25, 30, 40, 50 gigabytes. T-Mobile Simple Choice 2, 6, 10 gigabytes. Carrier and international features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming data. Carryover to cloud options that other carriers' plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Reliability claim based on third-party data. iPhone 7 requires trade-in of iPhone 6S or 6S Plus with a new line or eligible upgrade. $0 after 24 monthly credits with installment billing, taxes due at sale. Early termination of installment agreement service results in remaining balance due. Offer coverage not available everywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn. learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Experience, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Richard Fannin at the Trolls in our studio in Washington. Kara Schillen is healing, but she had nasty breaks in her leg when she broke it in two places, so taking a while to heal. And therefore, that reminds me of a line from the, whenever you go to a Van Morrison concert, at the end, he'll say, or somebody that's working in the band, will say, have you been healed tonight? Were you healed last night? There were two heels on stage, I know that. I don't know how healing they were. At any rate, there are other things going on, and we have them, the television report, in a matter of moments. Who's showing up as a cameo performer in a couple of the television shows? Colgate Palmolive in the news today. Colgate's toothpaste, soaps, all that stuff. There's a story floating around that points out the Colgate Total, which is their best-selling toothpaste, is the only toothpaste in America that contains triclosan. How many people know what triclosan is? Please raise your hands. That's what I thought. Triclosan is in, this is why you listen to this program, because you'll be the smartest kid on your block, because no one else knows what triclosan is.
We said something?
It's an antimicrobial agent, wiseacre, that's used as a pesticide. So you'll be happy to know that you're brushing your teeth with a pesticide if you're using Colgate toothpaste.
I've noticed a reduction in bugs in my mouth, actually, so that's pretty cool, yeah.
I always love it. It always made people that I was close to rather upset with me sometimes when I would talk about driving down the street on my tractor and my mouth would be open and a fly would bend inside or something else.
Yeah, when you don't have the windshield, those teeth, that's your grill, man.
That's it. You're right about that. Yep. Got him. All right, so anyway, triclosan affects your hormones. It can affect your metabolism, cell development, the way your body processes nutrients. Why in the name of heaven would triclosan be in a Colgate toothpaste?
It's a very good question.
Can only wonder why there are all kinds of iffy ingredients in toothpaste anyway. But in this circumstance, what's it in there for? I would like to know.
We have reports on this that go back to 2014.
Yeah.
So it's been known for a few years.
Government's done a nice job protecting you there, right? They're happy to put all the farmers out of business, but when it comes to anything that comes from Big Pharma, no, we'll just put that in there and we'll see what we can do. That whole business about the, this is the, one of the, hello?
Excuse me, what was that?
Anyway, this business about the entrails in the sky, that's becoming more and more and more controversial. They conspiratorially say there are planes that are being fitted with special engines and they get special fuel.
Yep.
And they fly over the country, all this mysterious stuff comes out of them and it's changing the way we think and how we live.
A friend of mine actually sat there with his cell phone one day when he was working in the yard because we live near Dulles Airport. And so he took pictures of, you know, 1, 2, 4, 6, 7 chemtrails, and then time lapse it, and they widen, and all of a sudden it's a cloudy day over our house. And then he was in Florida on the beach, and he was seeing planes fly over, and the chemtrails just dissipate. And he's like, why do you think that these chemtrails over our house near Washington turn into a cloudy day, and these ones down in Florida and Palm Beach turn and just dissipate and do nothing? And I didn't have an answer for him. I mean, the pictures that he took on his cell phone were pretty, but, you know, the guy wears a tinfoil hat.
Trust your instincts, Richie. I think that is something that we all have to learn, to trust your gut, to trust your inner voice. I was reading a story about Francis Gary Powers. How many people remember who he was?
B-2.
U-2. He was a spy pilot that got caught by the Russians. And he came back to America. He was in jail, and then he got swapped for some... Right, it was very embarrassing during the Eisenhower years. Khrushchev grabbed this guy, and it made us look really bad. Anyway, so Francis Gary Powers comes back to the United States, and he's at a cocktail party talking about what it is that he's talking to a small group of people, and he said, I will never fly in anything but a fixed-wing aircraft because, unlike a helicopter, there's a way for you to bring it down and land safely. Never will I fly a helicopter. Well, as it turned out, Francis Gary Powers was a traffic reporter for an L.A. radio station, and when I heard that he was doing this, and I remember that him saying, I would never do that. Helicopters are unsafe. I would not feel good about being on it. But he needed a job. So he became a helicopter pilot, and he died in the helicopter. It crashed. The very thing that he feared and wanted to avoid, he did. Because he needed a job.
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
He was the subject of the Tom Hanks movie, Bridge of Spies.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was the one he negotiated the release for.
Yeah.
I don't I don't know how safe those helicopters are, though. How safe are helicopters?
Well,
I mean, really?
Here's another story. Remember, I was the operations director at WEEI in Boston for a couple of years. And the first thing I did it was 1985. First thing I did was look around Boston, and everybody had their own helicopter. And they all belonged to the same outfit, same company. BZ had a helicopter, EI, HDH, RKO. They all had their own helicopters. So I thought to myself, this is kind of silly. They all belong to the same guy. Everybody's doing the same thing. We're covering the same area. Why don't we just get one big helicopter and everybody riding it, and we don't all have to pay rent, because it was $16,000 a month for these helicopters. So I called all the program directors and ops guys, and they all agreed with me. So then I called the company. And the company says, no, you can't do that. And I said, yeah, we can.
They don't want to give up that money.
Of course they don't, no. But I said, yeah, we can, and we will. And either you go along with it and give us a big helicopter, which we'll pay a little more for, or I'm going to go somewhere else. Okay, so he gave us, it wasn't a Bell Jet Ranger, it was a Hughes helicopter that had been involved in a wreck. And it was rebuilt. And the fellow who flew it, those of you from the Boston area, remember Kevin O'Keefe, whose real name was Art McTague. He was the helicopter pilot and an on-air personality, great guy, actually. And so he went up on the helicopter. The first day, it stalled in the air, and he was a good enough pilot that he landed it in the Stoneham Zoo. He got to the ground. The guys on the helicopter said, my God, how did he do that? So then they fixed that helicopter and went up 2 or 3 days later. Same sort of thing happened, and it landed in a pond. Well, they all got out. So I called up the guy that owned the helicopter. I said, tomorrow you're going to have a new Bell Jet Ranger here, or I'm going to sue you, and everybody in the radio business is going to know what happened to that helicopter. And they did give us a new jet. A Bell Jet Ranger. But the point is that a helicopter, Kevin said, and all the guys that were in the helicopter told me, if it hadn't been the fact that he was a great pilot, there's no way to steer those things. When you lose the engine,
right, you're done.
You don't have any power. It's like a rock. Boom. To the ground.
Yeah.
So that's that's why he said what he did for
Francis
Gary Power.
I'll never forget the image that kind of hit my brain. Larry Minetti, who was on Magnum PI, he played Rick on Magnum, worked with us for a little while. And he was, obviously, he spent large amounts of time anyway when he was filming Magnum PI in Hawaii. And that's one of the most popular tourist things in Hawaii, is to get in the helicopter and tour the island in the helicopter.
Yeah.
And the way he describes it, he says he would sit out, if he had off time, he'd be sitting out on the beach or at the pool or whatever, and he said he would just watch these helicopters just drop into the ocean. This is true. And he said they were rust buckets, because in Hawaii, you get a lot of rusting.
It's well, remember the planes? Remember that 737 belonged to Hawaiian Airlines that went from island to island to island, and it got so rusty that the top of it blew off one day when it had taken off from an airport. It was a smaller, earlier version of the 737, and about 40 feet of the top of the plane just blew off. And fortunately, everybody was strapped down, and the plane was able to land, so it wasn't up that high. But they looked at it, and they saw all this rust.
Yeah.
What a visualization. A convertible plane! Wasn't that first biplane draw convertible, right?
Larry Minetti may have been embellishing, but this girl is not going to try to wait around to find out.
I did a helicopter tour in Hawaii, and it was a newer helicopter. It was Air Maui or something. It was a good, reputable company. And literally the week after, the rival company crashed into the side of a mountain, and the whole family was killed. So it's there are a lot of obstacles in Hawaii. Yeah. I wouldn't do it again, but...
And there's a thing floating around that ties into our television report, kind of interesting. IMDb, which we talked to. What is that? International
Movie Database.
That's it. Okay. You want to know how old your favorite celebrity is? Now's the time to look, because there's a new law, Jen, in California, that basically suggests that sites like IMDb have to remove birth years if a celebrity requests it. The law becomes effective in January, curbing age discrimination on the job in the entertainment industry. So, I mean, you look around, especially with women, Hollywood's got
it's terrible.
Strong history of ageism. A study from the University of Southern California found older people are underrepresented in films, and that depictions of older people are often stereotyped. Remember, what was that movie where they all got... Wilford Brimley was in it. Began with a C.
Cocoon.
Cocoon. Thank you, Richie. Yeah, right. Yeah, well, that's kind of the actors cast in that. I don't know. I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah, it was a great movie.
When I was a little kid and I watched that thing and they got sucked up by a spaceship, it was weird.
Yeah.
But it is very bizarre. I mean, a friend of mine is an actress, and she has done a few national campaigns on TV commercials, and she's in her early 30s, and the campaigns keep giving her older and older children. And this last one, she must have had an 18-year-old son. I was like, were you 12 when you birthed him? And she said, I know. She goes, it's the casting directors. They're all men, and they just assume, well, if you're 29 to 32, then you're going to play a young mom who's in her early 40s.
Well,
that's
literally
Jennifer, what they're casting.
Jennifer, what's her face in Joy.
Jennifer Lawrence, yeah.
She's 25 at the time, playing a woman in her 30s.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the television report in a moment. Give us a moment, and we'll pick some good TV shows for you tonight. It's 46 past the hour.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through October 1st, earn 1,000 Plenty points when you spend $30 on select P&G products. See RiteAid.com and circular for details.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
MSRP for 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer rep. Options, model, availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Hi, Jen. I see that Biden is going to make a cameo tomorrow in Law & Order SVU, spreading his anti-sexual assault message.
Good to see he's waited to take his acting career to new levels after he left the White House.
hasn't left yet. All right.
All right. Uh-huh. Well, you can watch that riveting performance by VP Joe Biden, or there's some other things going on. One of my favorite new shows of the season is called This Is Us. Really, really love it. Episode number 2 airs on NBC at 10 p.m. Do yourself a favor and watch episode number 1 if you haven't yet. It's really, really good. Also, Bull up in the ratings, looking pretty good for a full season renewal. Our full season pickup, that airs on CBS Episode 2 at 9 p.m. We have Dancing with the Stars has a result show. Marvel's Agent of Steel, SHIELD, all new, 10 p.m. on ABC. You've got NCIS and The Voice, of course, on NBC. Lots of new TV. And if you like wrestling, SmackDown, 8 p.m. on USA.
Really?
Yeah.
How exciting is that? All right. Well, that's a good deal. There are some good new shows, frankly. Designated Survivor tomorrow, 10 before the hour.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert representative.
reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Dad, I'm watching the polls and I'm worried. What if Hillary wins the election? What if Trump wins the election?
Well, let me tell you, son, no matter what happens with the election, you need to protect your retirement. It's up to you to take control and manage your future. And the simplest and easiest way to do that is with a private storage gold-silver IRA.
A private storage gold-silver IRA? Really?
That's right. We set up our own private storage IRA with a gold-silver group, and now we have full control of our retirement. And the bonus? We qualified for $995 in free silver. Gold is up over 20%, silver over 30%, while the Dow only up about 7%. Trust me, now's the time to diversify with gold and silver.
Worried about your retirement? Don't wait for the politicians to decide your future. Call the experts at Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. Learn how to qualify for up to $995 in free silver. Gold Silver Group provides fully insured free shipping and private delivery to your door. For the best service and best prices, call Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. 800-554-8437.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I love Rich McFadden. I love him.
I have to explain this.
I dared him to play this song.
I know you did. That's right. Amy Newmark is here, best-selling author, editor-in-chief, and publisher of the Chicken Soup for the Soul book series. So, Amy, for long ago and far away, I used to use this song as one of the themes for my program.
Oh, my God.
And as we've dusted it off here, this is, I used to call it the Chicken Song. It is the Chicken, let me think what the name of the group really was. The Chicken Pickers 5 or something, doing In the Mood. I don't imagine you ever heard this before, have you?
I have, and the funny thing is when I go to visit the sales force at Simon & Schuster a few times a year, the security guard down in the lobby of this New York skyscraper in Rockefeller Center does the chicken dance every time he sees me.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I'm used to this.
Okay, so then it's not as funny as we thought it would be for you, but that's good. Nothing wrong with that. Amy is here to help you understand how you can turn your ordinary marriage into something that's extraordinary. This would be very good for many of us who are involved in good, serious relationships, feel like we are married, maybe want to be married, whatever it is. So if you're married and things are iffy, this is the place in just a moment or two for Amy to help you, courtesy of the original Chicken Soup for the Soul book series.
Napa Know-How.
A Napa guy knows nothing beats the versatility of a 90s era hatchback. You want trunk space? The whole thing is trunk space, giving you the ability to haul canoe-sized payloads with little more than a trusty old bungee cord holding down the hatch. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your small utility vehicle running longer, stronger. Because it's not quirky, it's ahead of its time. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
All right, so here, this is from the original Chicken Soup for the Soul book, the one that started everything back in 1993, the story about this husband turning an ordinary marriage into something extraordinary. So why did this hit your heart, Amy?
Well, I thought that this was just so simple and such a great way to become happier. What this husband did, and his wife thought that he was crazy, was he started complimenting her on the things that she had done as an ordinary part of their marriage. For example, he started complimenting her because every time he opened the drawers in his bureau, there was nice, clean underwear in there. And instead of taking it for granted, he started complimenting her. And then he started complimenting her for cooking. And he started complimenting her for everything that she did. And she kept looking at him and saying, you know, what do you want, Larry? But he was being sincere. And then she started complimenting him. And she said, Larry, I want to thank you for going to work every day and providing for us. I don't think I've ever told you how much I appreciate it. And this went back and forth, and their marriage got so much better. And I guess the message is to compliment someone today for something that you may have been taking for granted.
Mm-hmm. That hits my my heart. There are so many ways that you can either take people for granted that you love, or you can express. We learn it. What's the old expression, Amy? We get too soon old and too late smart. I think that applies very much to long-term relationships and marriages and that sort of thing. I have discovered in my lifetime that the best way to, and I was never very good at it. I didn't grow up around it. My father was never able to compliment any of us for anything. And so you grow up around that and you kind of, okay, well, I guess, you know, he used to tell me, you know when you've done something, right?
You want to hear it from someone else, right?
Of course you do. It sounds good. It feels good. It's nothing. And that's one of the things in terms of me figuring out what's going on. The understanding how people love you, I think maybe, is that a way of putting how people love you? Some people show they love you in different ways. It isn't like you expect people, I will tell you, for me, I was expecting the person that I love to love me the way I love her. And that's not her wheelhouse. That's not where she's coming from. She doesn't love that way. So if you build your life based on expecting the other person to love you the way you love them, you're going to be bitterly disappointed and you'll run, you know, in another direction.
But you can bridge. I think the point of Amy's book, though, and this is really important, and I've implemented this in my own relationship, the power of thank you can bridge any divide.
Fabulous.
The power of thank you is so important in a relationship.
Thank you. Yep. All right, so check out the podcast from the Chicken Soup for the Soul. Go to chickensoup.com or DougStefan.com or DJVShow.com, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, etc., etc. Amy, good to have you here as usual.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.